Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be really digging into AI in higher ed, you know, the policy side of things. We're looking at some insights from Dr. Ann Converse-Wilkham. She did a Friday SLO Talks webinar recently.
Yeah, and she comes at it from a really interesting angle. You know, she's been faculty, she's been involved in policy, she's even used it in assessments. So I think she's got, you know, that 360 view of where the issues are and where the potential is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like she's been in the trenches on this. And what really struck me is she doesn't just talk about what AI is, but, you know, so what? What does it mean for everyone on campus?
And she really emphasizes this need for clear AI policies, right? Comprehensive policies. And, you know, a lot of universities are playing catch up right now, you know, and they're mostly focused on student use, you know, plagiarism, things like that.
Yeah, which makes sense, right? I mean, that's the stuff that makes headlines. But she's saying that narrow focus is a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. She really points out that faculty and staff, they're often kind of left in this gray area. You know, they're using these really powerful tools, but they don't have much guidance.
It's like giving somebody a Ferrari with no driver's manual, right? Exciting, but also kind of dangerous.
I love that. That is a perfect analogy. So so for faculty, this lack of clarity can, you know, can lead to inconsistency. I mean, some professors might completely ban AI while others are like, yeah, use it, you know, go for it. And that, you know, that creates a really uneven playing field for students.
Yeah. And for staff, I mean, the risks are even bigger, right? They're dealing with sensitive data, you know, student records, finances, research.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, without clear boundaries, it just seems like, you know, there's this huge potential for misuse or leaks, you know, even accidental leaks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And Dr. Wilkham, she really hammers home the point that we need separate policies, like one policy for academic use, for students and faculty, but then a completely different policy for staff because, you know, the way they're using it is just so different and the challenges that they face are different.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me. But even with these separate policies, how do you even start? You know, what guidance do people need? Like, what are the specific do's and don'ts?
Yeah. So she actually gets into some real specifics here. Like for faculty, she says, look, you need guidelines on how AI can be used in teaching and assessment. Like, okay, so can students use it for brainstorming or research? Sure. But for writing whole essays? Probably not.
Okay, so it's all about kind of drawing those lines in the sand. And what about staff? What are some examples of the guidance they would need?
Well, data privacy is huge, right? So staff need very clear protocols on what information can and cannot be, you know, put into these AI systems. And they need training, right? Like how to use these things responsibly and ethically.
Yeah, because otherwise it's a ticking time bomb. But policies and training, that's just the start, right?
Right.
I mean, Dr. Wilkham, she kind of steps back and looks at the bigger picture, the philosophical stuff.
Oh, totally. She really emphasizes this idea that AI isn't just a tool, right? It's making us rethink some really fundamental things about higher ed. Like, what does it even mean to learn, to teach, to assess? I mean, these are not easy questions, but we can't just ignore them, right?
And this is where I think her experience being both a professor and someone working on policy really comes through. You know, she gets both the theoretical side and the real world stuff.
Yeah, totally. And she's basically saying we have to engage with these questions right now, like proactively, because if we wait till AI is just, you know, everywhere in higher ed, then it's going to be too late.
Yeah, we're going to be reacting to it instead of actually shaping it. So what does this proactive engagement look like? What could universities be doing today?
Well, she suggests, you know, creating these task forces or committees, right? And they would be dedicated to exploring AI's implications, like across the whole institution. And these groups, they should be diverse, right? Faculty, staff, students, administrators, and even, you know, people who are experts in AI ethics.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That way you're getting everyone to the table and decisions are actually made thoughtfully.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, another really important step is professional development. You know, faculty and staff need training, not just on how to use the specific tools, but, you know, what are the ethical implications? What are the pedagogical implications? Like, what does this mean for teaching?
So it's not just the how-to, but also the why and the should we.
Yeah, exactly. And this can't just be like a one-time training, right? It has to be ongoing. AI is constantly evolving, so we have to constantly be learning, too.
Yeah, she's really emphasizing that this is not a one-and-done thing. It's a constant process of learning and adapting and evolving, just like AI is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it requires like a fundamental shift in our mindset, You know, we can't look at AI like it's this threat or like it's a problem to be solved. We have to look at it as an opportunity, you know, to reimagine higher education and prepare students for a future that's, you know, going to be so shaped by AI.
Yeah, it's a call to action,
yeah,
right? For everyone. I mean, leaders, faculty, staff, students to, you know, step up and be part of this transformation. But it's also, it's a little daunting, right? I mean, it's a lot.
Oh, for sure it is. But what I love about Dr. Wilkham's insights is that she actually gives us, you know, a roadmap. She gives us a place to start. So by focusing on this proactive policy development and this idea of continuous learning and just having open dialogue about this, that's how we can actually harness the power of AI, you know, to make higher ed better and prepare students for the future.
Yeah, she's not just pointing out the problem. She's offering solutions and a path forward. But what about the pitfalls? Like what happens if universities just don't do this? They don't get this right. What are the negative consequences?
Well, yeah, she does. You know, she paints a pretty sobering picture there. She's basically saying if we don't address these challenges head on, you know, proactively, we risk making existing inequalities worse. You know, we risk undermining academic integrity and we risk creating this whole climate of distrust and confusion on campus.
Yeah, that's a lot to think about. And I think that's a perfect place to kind of move into the next part of our deep dive. We're going to really explore those potential impacts in more detail and how universities can, you know, avoid the risks while still taking advantage of the good parts of AI.
Yeah. For sure. Stay tuned because we're just getting started. Yeah, let's dig into those pitfalls a little bit more.
Okay, so let's say universities don't put those clear AI policies in place.
No.
Right? They don't provide the training we were talking about. What's the worst that could happen? What are we looking at?
Well, Dr. Wilkham, she brought up some pretty big concerns. One of the big ones is bias, you know, the potential for discrimination. Because these AI systems, they're trained on these massive data sets, right? And if those data sets have, you know, existing societal biases baked in, the AI is just going to perpetuate those biases, could even make them worse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of scary. So, like, for example, could an AI admissions tool, like, accidentally discriminate against certain applicants?
Exactly. Or you could have an AI grading system, you know, that unfairly penalizes certain students, maybe because of their background or their learning style or who knows what.
Okay, yeah. So that makes those clear policies and that oversight we were talking about, that makes it even more critical, right?
Yeah.
Because we can't just assume these systems are going to be fair.
No, absolutely not. We need humans in the loop, right? People who are constantly checking for bias, making adjustments. Dr. Wilkham talked about, you know, auditing these AI systems regularly, making sure that they're working ethically, that they're being equitable.
So it's like regular checkups for your AI.
Right.
Make sure everything is running smoothly.
Exactly. But bias isn't the only worry, right? We also have to think about, what about student learning? What's AI going to do to that?
Yeah. How is this going to affect how students actually learn?
Well, that's another big thing Dr. Wilkham talked about. You know, if students get too reliant on AI, like if it's doing all their work for them, well, that could really hurt their critical thinking skills, you know, their creativity, their problem solving abilities.
Yeah, it's that whole use it or lose it thing.
Exactly. So she's arguing we need to find that balance, right? AI can be an amazing tool, but it can't replace those core skills that students need to really succeed.
Okay, so how do we find that balance? What can universities actually do to, you know, to encourage students to use AI responsibly, but also make sure they're still developing those critical thinking skills?
Well, one thing she suggested was, you know, integrating AI into the curriculum, but in a way that really emphasizes that critical engagement. So, for example, instead of just saying, hey, use AI to write your essay, you say, okay, now analyze that AI generated text. What are its strengths? What are its weaknesses? And what are the ethics of using AI for writing?
Oh, I like that. So you're kind of turning AI from a shortcut into a learning opportunity.
Exactly. It's about using AI to enhance learning, not replace it. And then another really important thing is transparency. Students should know when AI is being used in their classes and how it's being used.
Yeah, that makes sense. Transparency, it builds trust,
yeah.
Right? It helps students understand how AI fits into their education. But what about the faculty? How do we make sure they're ready to teach in this new world where AI is kind of everywhere?
Yeah, so Dr. Wilkham, she really stressed professional development for faculty. Like, they need to be trained on how to use AI in their teaching, how to assess student work that maybe you know, was created with the help of AI, and how to talk about the ethical implications of AI with their students.
So it's like faculty need to become AI literate,
yeah,
right? It's like the students.
Yeah, absolutely. And this professional development, like we were saying before, it can't just be a one-time thing. It has to be ongoing.
Right, because AI is always changing. It's
yeah.
a whole new skill set for teachers to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just faculty, right? Staff need to be prepared for this too.
Oh yeah, for sure. She talked about staff training, you know, things like data privacy, cybersecurity, and how to use AI ethically for all those administrative tasks.
Yeah, especially because staff often have access to really sensitive information,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
So we got to make sure they're using these tools responsibly.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's bigger than just the technical training, right? Staff need to understand the big picture, how AI is going to affect their jobs and how it's going to affect the university as a whole.
So it's about building this whole culture of responsible AI use, like across the entire university.
Exactly, exactly. And that takes leadership, right? From the top down, university leaders have to make AI a priority, invest in it, and create this culture that embraces innovation, but also, you know, prioritizes ethics and equity and all that.
So it sounds like a pretty tall order, but I guess the stakes are pretty high, right?
Oh, they are. Dr. Wilcombe, she was very clear about that. The decisions we make about AI now, they're going to have a huge impact on the future of higher ed.
Yeah, it's not just about keeping up with the latest technology. It's about deciding how we're going to use that technology to educate the next generation.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations now, to really think about the tough questions and make decisions that are going to be good for students, for faculty, for staff, you know, for years to come.
So she's really pushing for this proactive, thoughtful
yeah.
approach. But what happens if universities don't listen? What if they don't do anything? Like, what's the worst case scenario?
Well, she warned that if we don't act, if we just sit on our hands, we could end up with this huge gap between, you know, the people who are ready for an AI-driven world and the people who aren't.
So like a digital divide, but even bigger.
Exactly. And that could have some really serious consequences. You know, it could affect students' job prospects, the quality of research, even the overall health of higher education.
So it's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. It's about taking this opportunity and using it to actually make higher ed better.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Dr. Wilcombe really believes that AI has the potential to make learning more personalized, more accessible, more affordable, you know, to really prepare students for the jobs of the future. But to do that, we need, you know, we need a plan. We need to think about the ethics. We need to make sure it's equitable for everyone.
So she's kind of laying out both sides, the risks and the rewards.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to decide which path we want to take.
Yeah, and that's why these conversations are so important. We have to shine a light on these issues, talk about them, debate them, and work together to create a future where AI is helping higher ed, not hurting it.
This has been a really insightful deep dive. I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about what Dr. Wilcombe has to say.
Well, in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to get into her recommendations. You know, what can universities actually do to move forward? She's got some really concrete steps they can take to develop those responsible AI policies, put those training programs in place, and really build that culture of ethical AI use.
Okay, sounds good. Stay tuned, because we are not done yet. Okay, so we've talked about the challenges, the potential problems with AI and higher ed, you know. But what about the solutions? Like, what can universities actually do to make sure they get this right?
Well, Dr. Wilcombe, she kind of lays out a roadmap for moving forward. And it really starts with being proactive, you know, like getting ahead of the curve with policy development. She says universities need to, you know, stop just reacting to things and really create those comprehensive AI policies that take everyone into account.
Yeah, we talked about needing separate policies, you know, one for academics and one for staff. But what exactly should be in those policies? Like, what are the key elements?
So she says those policies should really clearly define what you can and can't do with AI, right? Like, what's acceptable use and what's not. So, you know, maybe the policy says which AI tools are allowed for certain tasks, or, you know, how much human oversight is needed, or how you're going to protect data privacy, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, so it's all about setting those ground rules, you know, right up front.
Mm-hmm.
But even with policies, you still need to make sure people understand them.
Right.
And that they follow them.
Exactly. That's why she's she's such a big proponent of training, like really robust training programs for both faculty and staff. And it's not just about teaching them, you know, how to use the tools, like clicking the buttons and stuff. It's about the bigger picture, right? Yeah. The ethics, the potential for bias, how AI is going to affect teaching and learning and assessment and all of that.
So it's almost like everyone needs to become AI literate, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this training can't be a one-time thing. You know, AI is constantly evolving, so the training has to keep evolving too.
Right. It's like a constant learning process. Okay, so you've got the policies, you've got the training, but, you know, AI is moving so fast, there are always going to be new challenges, things we haven't even thought of yet. So how do universities stay ahead of that?
Well, Dr. Wilkham, she recommends having, like, an AI ethics committee or a task force, and their job would be to, you know, keep an eye on how AI is being used across the whole university, you know, spot potential problems and suggest changes to policies as needed.
Oh, that's interesting. So they're kind of like an internal watchdog
right.
for AI. But who would be on this committee?
Well, it should be a diverse group, right? With people from all different parts of the university, you know, faculty from different disciplines, staff from different departments, you know, students, legal experts, ethicists, you know, the more perspectives, the better, because then they'll be able to see the blind spots and really address those emerging challenges.
Okay, yeah. So it's about bringing everyone together, getting that collective intelligence to really navigate this whole complex thing. And it's not just about, you know, avoiding problems, right? This committee could also look for opportunities, you know, to use AI to make things better.
Oh, absolutely. They could, you know, figure out how to use AI to personalize learning or to improve support services for students or even just to streamline those administrative processes, you know. The possibilities are kind of endless.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like Dr. Wilkham is really asking universities to fundamentally change how they think about AI, right?
Right.
It's not just about adopting the technology. It's about making sure ethics and human values are part of every step.
Yeah, that's exactly it. She's saying AI should be a tool to help us, you know, to help us be smarter, not to replace us. Like, we still need human judgment and critical thinking and ethical decision making, you know,
right.
Especially in higher ed.
It's a really important message. And it kind of goes along with what we're trying to do here at the Deep Dive, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, we believe that knowledge is power, but it has to be used responsibly, ethically. And that's even more important when you're talking about something as powerful as AI.
Yeah, and that kind of brings us back to you, the listener, right? Like, why should you care about AI policy in higher ed?
I mean, whether you're a student or a faculty member or staff or just someone who's interested in the future of education, this stuff is going to affect you. You know, AI is already changing how we teach and learn, how universities work, and it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah. So by understanding these policy discussions and the ethical side of things, you know, you can be part of shaping how this all plays out. You can ask questions, raise concerns, and really advocate for, you know, for policies and practices that reflect your values.
You can actually help make sure AI is used to make things better, not worse. So as we wrap up this deep dive, you know, we really encourage you to keep learning about this. Read articles, go to webinars, talk to your colleagues, you know, talk to your friends.
Yeah, the future of higher education it's being decided right now. And we all have a role to play.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you learned something new, you know, maybe had some interesting thoughts sparked by this conversation. And remember, the best way to prepare for the future is to help create it.
Absolutely.